They say that money don't buy you happiness, but it'll pay for the search. And ultimately, what you find out is that ain't none of us really free.
Welcome to the Sunday, September 25th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And thank you for bearing with me with that rough beginning with our musical tribute. It seems the music of Prince that I am attempting to transfer to this machine is being sort of immediately, I mean, not the first ones, not other stuff that I transfer over, like from the archives, shows, but these, for the last, this show and the last, the songs I'm bringing to Prince are not transferring, so I really wanted to hear Dead on it. My son and I really like that. Lick a woman on her knees and she will beg you to do it again. You gotta try it. I don't know if there's a better source for that bit of information. I posted an excerpt from an interview with Prince from 1998 in which he said that what we watch and listen to becomes part of our fiber, becomes us, and that it's important that we concern ourselves with what those thoughts are that go into our heads and go into the minds of our children. And he was particularly concerned about the children for the same reasons, although on the flip side, that these power guys are concerned about the children, because as we've been discussing here, they literally are the future. And if you can get the children convinced that there is no alternative to what is around them that they are born into, then you have cemented that future in place. And so we're going to have to loosen that hold that power has over our minds and the minds of our children. My son and I, discussing metaphors for power recently and comparing the vampire and the Mr. Smith virus with one Prince uses, which is the spider and the spider web. And he thought, my son did, that the advantage of the Mr. Smith virus and the vampire was that you don't know that it's happening to you, but that if you fly into a spider's web, you know, and you struggle to get out. But then we thought, what if you're born into that web? Then it's a different matter, isn't it? Then if everyone is telling you that this discomfort you feel is just the way it is, advises you to go get psychiatric help because you can't seem to move freely in this medium, and you're asking what is going on, and everybody ignores you. I mean, that then might make it a better metaphor than we at first thought.